Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, we know the Patriots are going to take on the Tennessee Titans coming up on Sunday at Gillette Stadium. We will have your pregame from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. He is the former head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, coached 30 years in the NFL, and has turned into one hell of a color analyst. Dave McGinnis, Titans color analyst, with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Coach, it's Gresh and Keith in Boston. How are you?
Guys, thanks so much for having me on. I'm doing really good. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you and to all your listeners before we get started talking ball here.
There we go.
Same to you.
And how many of the guys on your squad are going to be upright come Sunday? Because you see Julio Jones is down, and you got Johnson, the wide receiver, pulls a hamstring. Brown is dinged up. Had to put, the pass rusher, Bud Dupree, on IR. Do you got any bodies left, Coach?
Guys, this has been a really strange and a fluid situation all year for Mike Vrabel and this football team. I mean, it really has been. As you said, this is my 35th year in the league, and I've never witnessed anything like this. Now, the bottom line to all of that, you guys know Mike Vrabel very, very well, just like I do. He's never going to use that as a reason for, you know, a team being successful or unsuccessful. But it's been very, very strange. I think, you know, they're at the threshold of having used, to this point, 84 different players, you know, with still a lot of time left in this season. It's pretty unprecedented, and it's a big kudos to he and his staff and this locker room for what they've been able to do. But as you say, look, you guys have been in the National Football League a long time, just like I have. Nobody really cares, right? Nobody cares. I mean, the end of the day, at the end of 3 hours and 17 minutes, you've got to win a game. And no matter how you have to do it, that's all that people care about. And really, that's all the league is based on. We are now in the latter half of a 17-week season for the first time in the history of the National Football League, 17 real games that count. And so this is the push that everybody's starting to make. You've either positioned yourself for the tournament to this point and need to continue to keep your position, or you're starting to push for an even better position. And so having healthy bodies always helps. All the years that I coached, the best years that I was a guru in coaching, I had the best players. I mean, that's just the way it works. And so you got to have your guys healthy. But Mike Vrabel, he will never, ever say one word about it. And so that's about all I'm going to say about it, too, because it's a reality, but you still got to go win a game.
Dave, how does this team, in a span of 3 weeks, beat the Rams in L.A. and then lose to the Texans at home?
Well, you can't look. Guys, and again, as I say, and I really enjoy being on with you guys because you're very knowledgeable NFL people. Have you guys ever called a game or been involved, seen a game play? I know that I haven't in the over nearly 600 games that I've coached in this league where you turn it over five times and win it.
No.
I mean, no, you can't do it. I mean, and, you know, and the Titans last week, as painful as it was to remember, it was the fact they turned it over five times and they got zero turnovers back. And so your chances of winning an NFL football game like that, regardless of who you have healthy or not, you've taken your chances way, way down the line. That's what happened in this game.
Dave McGinnis, the color analyst of the Tennessee Titans with Gresh and Keefe here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Coach, was that game in any way, did it like sound the alarms offensively that you don't have the running back, you haven't been able to replace him, can't run the ball, quarterback turned it over a ton? Do you think that is just a small snapshot over the course of a 17-week season, or an indicator that this offense is really struggling to find themselves without Derrick Henry?
Well, you're not going to replace Derrick Henry with any singular person, correct? I mean, look, this guy was a generational back. I first came into the league 36 years ago, or however long it was, 1986. I'm not very good with math, but we had Walter Payton there in Chicago, where you can turn and hand it to a guy, you know, constantly, people even knowing you're going to hand it and you still win. Well, that's what was going on here with Derrick Henry. He's not there anymore. So now they are working their way through a running back by committee, which is really, I mean, they were a little bit of a, the Titans were a little bit of an anomaly in the National Football League with Derrick Henry as having a singular back that you fed it that many times to. Most everybody else is being very successful doing it by committee, just like what's going on up there right now in New England. So they're working their way through that. But as you say, regardless of who you have playing, and they're missing pieces. They are missing pieces offensively, but regardless of who you still have to be able to play sound football, and then you have to be able to play and not help your opponent. And again, I will refer back to five turnovers. That's helping your opponent a lot, regardless of their ability.
Ryan Tannehill, his first 2 years in Tennessee, had some really impressive numbers. I think it was 55 touchdown passes, only 13 picks. This year, even prior to the four interception game last week, numbers aren't even close. 13 touchdowns, now 12 interceptions. Is it an Arthur Smith reason as to why Tannehill looks like this, or what do you think is going on with him?
Well, I mean, he just had, you know, the last week in those things, I mean, once we, the thing that happened last week were the five that are ones that really stick out to me, is that once they got down because of the turnovers, it was 19-0, so you're down three scores. So automatically now, I mean, this is not a football team that's built philosophically nor structurally to throw it 52 times a game. And that's what they ended up having to do. And some of those throws at the end were, you know, there's a difference, guys, and you guys know this, as well as me. There's a difference in throwing it 52 times, rhythmically throwing it on rhythm, throwing it on pace, throwing it in flow. And then there's a difference in throwing because you have to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Lovie Smith, their defensive coordinator, just sat back and was able to play coverage. And so, you know, I've done this long enough, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to know that if you can get a quarterback in that type of situation, well, then everything's in your favor, because your defensive front is just going to get in track stances. They're going to disregard the run because the run game is now out of your purveyance. And so they'll just, you know, that's what happened then. Now, before, some of the things he's had some early on in the season, there were some ricochets, you know, off of receivers that were intercepted. That, to me, you know, I've never put on a quarterback. And then he's made some bad decisions and some bad throws. And so that's where we are with him. His entire body of work, as you said, has been better than this, and it needs to be better than what it was last week moving forward. I mean, that's the only way that I can judge him. I don't think he's completely fallen off a cliff, but he clearly was not on target last week.
Titans color analyst Dave McGinnis, longtime coach in the National Football League, here with Gresham Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Coach, you were a defensive guy. You know what you're looking at when you see quarterbacks. What do you see in Mac Jones?
Well, look, we do it. I've vetted every draft since I came into the league in 1986. And when I was vetting this guy, you know, watching him, of course, you know, I'm in Southeastern Conference country, but we do a very extensive draft show here with Titans Radio every year, and, you know, do all the work. I mean, this guy, to me, went to the perfect place. The perfect place. That's what he was. That's what he was down there in Alabama. Look, the guy's not going to make very many mistakes. He's extremely accurate. But the other thing that he is he understands what he's looking at when the ball is snapped, both pre and post snap. I mean, I'm very, very impressed with him. I'm very impressed with what, you know, Josh McDaniels has done with him. As soon as he was drafted there, you know, and they asked me on the draft show we were doing, what do you think about this? I said, could not have been a more perfect marriage of a player and a place to go. And so, I mean, I've been extremely impressed. He's got an excellent run game to go with him, but you can tell whether a guy's been in the league 1 year or whether he's been in there 15 years if he understands, you know, if you're a defensive coach, especially when you're studying tape, if he understands what he's seen pre and post snap. This guy, at clearly a very young age, understands what he's seen pre and post snap. I think it, to me, I mean, he's the rookie of the year as far as I'm concerned, and whatever else he gets. But I know Bill Belichick doesn't worry about any of that. All he worries about is winning ball games. This guy is winning ball games.
Is the talk in Tennessee, Dave, that the Titans can still be a Super Bowl team, or did that conversation change when Derrick Henry went down?
You know, Mike Vrabel Mike Vrabel has always been very good at getting a team back to center after either a loss or a win. And, you know, they've had, you know, a lot of wins in a row. This was a bad loss, but he always puts them on point, on message, you know, gets them back to center. They've never really talked about Super Bowl here. He doesn't talk about that. He talks about winning the week. Winning the week. Does that sound familiar to what you guys have there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Winning the week. Get back to center. Get back to center and win the week. That's all that happens. I mean, and I've always equated it, you know, sitting at that blackjack table. You start stacking chips one at a time. And once they get high enough, then maybe you've got a chance to make a big push. But until you can stack them one at a time, it really doesn't matter. That's all Mike Vrabel and this staff are worried about. All the other talk around guys, you guys know you live in that universe. People can talk about the Super Bowl at this time of the year all that they want to. The coaches that really get it, and most of them in this league do, and their locker rooms that buy into what they are saying, it's a week-to-week proposition. This is a 17-week, one-game season. That's what the National Football League is.
Dave McGinnis is the color analyst of the Tennessee Titans, coached 30 years in the NFL here with Gresham Keefe. And, Coach, that leads to Bill Belichick, who's been in the league pushing damn near 50 years now, an unprecedented level of success. I know earlier you said, hey, when he got the players, I was a great coach. I think that does apply for Bill Belichick, but there is that extra layer. Dave, what is it about Bill Belichick to you as a guy who did the job for 30 years in the league that stands out to you as to why this guy is so successful?
He gets it at every level. I mean, I've always had immense respect, you know, for Bill Belichick, immense respect, and still do, because he gets it at every level. And he is one of the best. I've never been on a staff with him. I've coached against him several times. I've been around him in several settings, and I know this. He is as focused on the daily task as anybody ever. I know a lot of guys that have worked for him and say it is a daily focus on task. Stay on task. I think the mantra that they have up, you know, in their building is just do your job. Well, do your job sounds simple, but it entails a lot. It entails preparation. It entails attention to detail, and it entails not getting off message. Look, Bill Belichick to me is the most outstanding coach in the National Football League, for a lot of reasons. And here's the other thing. He has done it in all types of different eras. He has done it, when there was no free agency and no salary cap. He's adjusted to the salary cap and the free agency. He did it for years with a generational quarterback. Now he's doing it. Look, Bill Belichick, to me, the thing that I can say is that, and I've been in this long enough and know a lot of people in this business. I've been blessed to be in it as long as I have. He, to me, is what you want as a head coach, because he gets it on every level.
Dave, last one for me, and it's a little off topic, but I don't know when I'm ever going to get a chance to talk to you again. One of the most impressive people, I think, of all time involved with football was Pat Tillman, and you coached him in the early 2000s there with the Arizona Cardinals. I'm just curious, what was he like as both a person and a player for you?
You know, just since we've had, you know, Veterans Day, of course, I've done – look, I drafted Pat. I was very close to Pat. When we drafted him, I was a defensive coordinator. Then I became the head coach. And you know, Pat Tillman, let me just say this, guys. I've been fortunate enough to be involved with 8 Hall of Fame players on teams, with a lot of impressive individuals during my 35 years in the National Football League. Pat Tillman, as a human being, has had the most singular impression on my life as anybody I've ever been around. And Pat Tillman, to me, embodies everything. Not even talking about, I mean, we can take the football completely out of it, but talking about, you know, the honesty, integrity, and dignity, and his straightforwardness as a human being. As I say, there are certain people you meet in life that leave an impression, that you will never, ever get. He's left an indelible mark on me, and it will always be a part of my life. And I'm fortunate to have had that. And believe me, I've made a lot of speeches and a lot of talks about Pat Tillman, and I can never, ever quite be eloquent enough to portray and to be able to verbalize really what he meant to me, but also to a lot of people.
Coach, great perspective. Thank you as always. Great to catch up again. Have a great holiday. Safe trip up here. We'll catch up with you soon, Coach. Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much for having me on. See you Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. There goes Dave McGinnis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.